everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to Knockout, featuring Samuel Vargas. Samuel, you're just coming off your fight on St. Patrick's Day in Madison Square Garden, New York City. In my opinion, you lost a split decision, but who are the judges? Are they Russian judges? Are they paid off? Because that fight, you dominated your opponent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm back in Toronto now. I just finished a little workout. Enjoying some time with my son and my family today. As for the weekend, hey, listen, man, for me, it was a dream come true to fight at the Madison Square Garden. It was one of the greatest shows in my life. And, you know, I brought the fight to the fans. I gave the fans a great show. I gave them my all. I thought I did the more damage. I did the most damage. I pressed the action. You know, the judges saw what they saw at the end of the day. I think we're both warriors that went into the ring and gave it all. My hat's off to Luis Collazo for, you know, a great fight. He seems like a good guy, a really good guy. And, you know, I've just come to learn to enjoy the process, you know, like at the end of the day, I can't really argue or fight with the judges. So, I mean, I gave him my all, and you know, I thought I pressed the action and caused more damage.
And where do you think, like based on the scorecards and all that, where do you think you could have? I'm not going to say you lost the fight, because in my opinion, you did not lose. Okay, but where do you think you could have done better in the fight?
I haven't really watched it. I just thought, you know, in the mid fight, I wanted to see if he was gonna bring something else. You know, he's a 20 year veteran in the game, so I wanted to see what he was gonna bring to the table. You know, but so maybe I was catching and rolling too many punches without answers. Maybe that. You know, my face is fine. I didn't really get cut. Thank God or nothing. Just a little nick on my nose, but maybe a little more action, and you know, because every time he hit me, the crowd was pretty loud. Even though most of the fight, the crowd was pretty silent, because I felt like I was getting the best of the fight. You know, I got a lot of body shots in, and it was a bloody war, man. What can I say? It was a bloody war. Maybe I left it too close in his hometown. I don't know.
So what can you take from your fight with Luis Collazo to go forward? Because you were in Madison Square Garden. In boxing, to fight in Madison Square Garden, it doesn't matter if you were the main event or the first fight. You were, like, I think, semi-main event. That's, like you said, an honor, a privilege. But you should have taken it home, in my opinion. You lost by a split decision, and I think you would have won. So what's the next step for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't – you know what? I'm the type of guy, like, I'm not going to sit here and complain and say that, you know, it was not fair, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of people are saying that I should have won, and I let people speak for me. You know, I'm the type of guy, I'm not going to sit here and complain and you know, go back on the fight and you know, cry over things. If people are saying that, you know, it would be for a reason. So, with that being said, obviously, I thought I won. I thought I pressed the action, obviously. And as for what's next, I mean, I'm a family right now. You know, boxing is selfish in the way that you're always away from your family and do a lot of sacrifices. So, I just want to give some time to my family and then go from there. I think this made me, I won a lot of people's hearts, not only here in Canada, but in New York City. And everyone that watched the fight, you know, everyone is giving me respect and props and you know, as so they should give to Collazo. You know, we fought a great fight. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're back to our families and everyone is okay. This is a gentleman's sport at the end of the day.
So, like I said, fighting in Madison Square Garden. So, Yui and Luis Collazo had a very big fight. But what was it like for you stepping in to New York, stepping in, because we looked at your Instagram and everything like that. You were having the time of your life in New York and everything. But what is it like as a professional boxer just going into Madison Square Garden, going into the theater, going, you know, was there a little bit of butterflies? Was it like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. I've got to be here. Like, you want an instant rematch? Like, take us through, first of all, in New York, and second of all, would you make a rematch with Collazo?
So, yeah, I would love another rematch. I feel like the fans love the fight. I feel like, you know, it was a great fight. A rematch would be amazing, you know, for me and for him, for the fights, for the fans in New York or anywhere, really, no matter where we are, in whichever ring, we'll put on a great fight. As for being in New York City at the Madison Square Garden, I think, man, sometimes I was just like, man, it's because the billboard would be flashing on Times Square, on the big billboards, and I was just like, man, is this really happening? I made it this far. Because a lot of people say, beginning of my career, you say, you know, I'll never go nowhere. You don't have the skills. You're flat-footed. You don't punch hard enough. And, you know, people are always doubting you and putting you down and stuff like that, yeah, even to this day. So when I got there, put a big smile on my face because I finally saw something that no one could ever see. You know, no one for a long time, you know, thought I could accomplish. You know, a lot of people that doubted me, a lot of people that didn't think I could be anywhere. You know, I'm a kid with 10 amateur fights, started boxing at 17 years old. And I made it to Times Square on the billboards. I'm a headliner in the main event at Madison Square Garden. So for me, it was like, I feel real satisfaction, really, for me and my team. You know, I must say, I wouldn't be here without my promoter, Lee Baxter. You know, he's put a lot of time and efforts in my career and in my life. Not only me, but he makes sure he's all these fighters in the stables are always taken care of. And in and out of the ring, he always looked out for my best interest. So, you know, that is one of the things that helped out in my life, but to get me to this point. So that was it was a surreal feeling, to be honest. And then having my mom there, my family there, you know, my son was watching here on TSN. So it was, you know, it was unbelievable. I guess it was like a dream. Fortunately, the decision was the way it was. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've just learned to be grateful for the experience, everything I had at the end of the day. You know, I gave my all. What can I say? I'm a fighter. I gave my all. I went there to put on a show to win. And that's how it could crumble.
Final question on the knockout with Samuel Vargas. So now take me through, okay, you fought. Do you go back training right away? Do you take 2-3 weeks off, spend with family? The weather's turning here in Toronto, actually 10, 12 degrees instead of minus 50, and the snow and everything like that. So take us through what the next progression for you is. Do you rest a little bit, vacation, or do you go, hit the gym hard?
Well, right now I don't really have any plans right now. All I know is I'm going to Mexico for my birthday. My girlfriend surprised me with a trip. I'm turning 30 in April, so I'm heading out there for a vacation. And as of right now, that's my plan. Just rest, stay fit, and that's it.
All right. Well, first of all, happy early birthday. We'll get you throughout the time, April, May, whenever your next fight is. But happy birthday. You know, once you hit 30, we expect big things, championship belts, when you're a boxer at the age of 30, 31. You know that. You're reaching your peak.
Yeah. Let's hope so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to what's coming up next. But for now, it's just family time for me, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Samuel Vargas. Samuel, tell everybody how they can reach you on social media.
No, for sure. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody for all the messages and the love. And, you know, I cannot reply to every comment, every inbox message, but, you know, I see them all. And I'm really grateful and thankful for them. You know, you can reach me on Instagram at Samuel13Vargas or on Facebook at Samuel Vargas. Twitter, I swear I'm gonna start tweeting more. You know, it's just I'm not much of a Twitter guy, but I will start more. It'll be the real S Vargas. And yeah, you know, I just wanna say thank you for everybody for watching, for supporting me and being with me through my whole career, and you know, I hope to bring more exciting fights and you know, keep you entertained.
All right, that's Samuel Vargas, in my opinion, should have won his fight against Colasso, but there's always a time for a rematch. A happy early birthday. Enjoy Mexico. Take some pictures, show it on Instagram, everything like that.
Yeah.
And fans, you've been listening to Knockout with Samuel Vargas. Thanks a lot, Samuel.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.